Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tracy with an I. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, hola.
Hola. I assume you also have two eyes on your face, so three eyes all together. Did you tell Mike it's a single eye, or did Mike just hedge his bets?
I think he just guessed. Probably caller ID.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Tracy sounded why suck. She sounded like a Tracy with a Y.
Actually, my brother's a Tracy with a Y. You're right. They suck.
All right, sorry about that.
I'll let them know you suck.
Well.
All right, Tracy, you understand how this year game is played.
I do.
All right, today you have your choice of bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, will you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone? And finally today, animalize this, will you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem?
Let's analyze it.
All right, we go to Oregon, where police were called to round up multiple animals that wandered into a neighborhood and blocked a road. The Sherwood Police Department said on social media that the animals broke through a fence and caused, quote, mayhem as they ran around the neighborhood. Now, local residents assisted police with rounding up the animals and keeping them safe while the owner of the animals was alerted to the situation. This is the opposite of yesterday's story, where the authorities specifically said, do not help us do this, let professionals do it. This time, neighbors came out and said, we'll lend a hand, cops said, cool. Anyway, the animals were picked up by their owner, and they're back safely behind a fence. The question is, what were the animals in question? Was it pigs? Was it cows? Was it goats? Or was it chickens? Pigs, cows, goats, or chickens?
I think cows.
Go on, cows, Tracy. Pigs was the answer yesterday.
It was pigs.
It was pigs yesterday. I'm going goats.
Goats. Goats for Miles.
They said, help the neighbors. You can help us get these animals.
Well, people came out to help, and the cops were like, cool. They didn't ask them to help, but the neighbors came out and said, well, help. The cops said, all right, sweet.
It's Oregon.
That's a good point.
That kind of makes me think it's cows, and some of those guys were like, we're cowboys.
All right. You going cows?
No, I'm going pigs.
Okay.
Pigs for 10.
I like how you think.
What are these animals roaming the neighborhood down in Oregon? Pigs, cows, goats, or chickens? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
category is Animalize This on Profile This. Oregon police had to round up multiple animals that broke out of some place and ran through a neighborhood. Question is, were they pigs, cows, goats, or chickens?
And Tracy, that is a question that we posed to you. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. Miles Montgomery, you went with goats.
Goats.
It was not goats. The Ted Smith, you went with pigs.
Pigs, pigs are hot.
It was not pigs. Pigs are super hot, dude.
Super hot. Dude.
I'm on so many websites with them. And Tracy, you went with cows. And Tracy, you are correct.
Cows.
So my first thought was correct. There's cowboys in that town.
Don't brag about the first thought. That is not the answer you gave.
Fair.
Yes, yes, there are cowboys.
So Eastern Oregon.
I'm guessing probably okay. Eastern Oregon.
Have right. you been
if
to the
pigs or the pigmen? Like, hey, I'm a pig boy. Oh. I hear your pigs are loose. I'm a pig boy.
I think you're a pig farmer, not a pig boy.
What? It's a cowboy. Why not a pig boy? What's worse, pig boy, goat boy,
or chicken boy?
Or chicken boy?
Pig boy.
Really?
Yeah. What are you going to do, pig boy?
Yeah, you're right, pig boy.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Steven.
Ted Smith.
The.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The IRS is getting its seventh leader since January. The IRS is kind of like the Jennifer Lopez of government.
V. Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah, that is fake.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, she's got a lot of rings.
Her and Tom Brady have about the same.
I know. Did you see those photos of Affleck and her together the other night at some premiere?
Jello?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, there's still a spark there. Like, yeah, as long as they're not married, there's a spark.
Yeah, because they can both get laid.
Organizers in Denver hosted a Taco Bell Ultra Marathon where participants stop and eat at 9 Taco Bell locations over a 31-mile course and must order a Chalupa Supreme by the 4th stop and an ambulance by the 5th.
Valid.
Seth.
Organizers in Denver hosted a Taco Bell Ultra Marathon where participants stop and eat at 9 Taco Bell locations over a 31-mile course and must order a Chalupa Supreme by the 4th stop and an ambulance by the 5th.
I heard a little audio from that. One girl was like, I've had a cheesy roll up in my waist for 4 miles.
God. That's baby. Phrasing.
I'm with you. I'm like,
I know what you mean, but damn.
Taylor Swift
broke
multiple Spotify records, including most streams, in a single day with the fate of Ophelia. Shakespeare was like, our Darth slayeth again.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Taylor broke multiple Spotify records, including most streams, in a single day with the fate of Ophelia. Shakespeare was like, I doth slay us again.
Take a timeout. Pharmacy chain Rite Aid announced last week that it's officially closed all of its stores.
Ugh.
Tough break for all the people still waiting in line.
Seth Fallon.
That's Seth.
The pharmacy chain Rite Aid announced last week that it has officially closed all of its locations. Oh, tough break for the thousands of customers who are still in line.
You could also stop chopping down trees in Brazil now.
Why is that?
Do you remember how long those receipts were?
Oh, you're right, dude.
Yeah, I think
bought so. 2 things. Why is there 18 feet of paper?
Like that big. It's wild. That doesn't shock me. They've been kind of getting phased out over the years.
Who bought them? Did Walgreens buy them?
See, that's what I was saying to Mike yesterday, because he was like, how could pharmacies not stay in business? And I go, well, it's not just the pharmacies can't stay in business. They get bought by other, again, private equity firms.
Right.
And then they're basically just going to close them and consolidate it into one. So that's why you're going to see CVSs everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's CVS Walgreens.
CVS Walgreens. Yeah. I think they're buying them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what's fun about sports. Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Get to pick your favorite.
Mike, I think it was you just last week talking about old Dick Van Dyke.
Indeed.
How he's 99. His birthday is in December. If you don't know Dick Van Dyke, he's like him and his brother. right?
Jerry Van Dyke.
Yeah, weren't the both of them kind of famous?
Dick Van Dyke had the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Was it Coach?
Right, Jerry was on Coach.
All right, yeah.
But they were both pretty funny and hilarious. So anyhow, he just said, it'd be kind of funny if I didn't make it.
Hilarious.
Make it to 100?
Yeah. Which, to me, this isn't dark or weird. Like, he's a comedian. He's just
right.
Like, look, it's in December. I'm only a few months away. That'd be kind of funny if I didn't make it.
Yeah, if he checks out when he's 99 and 364 days old, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Then it's funny.
Then it's funny.
He says, I brag somehow about how I made it to 100. Then turns out, I didn't know I was going to live this long. I wouldn't take better care of myself. It's frustrating to know I don't know what I did right other than my wife. I didn't do anything right.
You know, he goes to the gym every day.
Right?
That doesn't shock
me. He has nothing else to do.
About to say, he takes great care of himself.
He does.
The guy can still dance.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't even dance now.
I think he came out like, 2 years ago?
I couldn't dance then.
And he's still
his wife's only 54.
Oh, really?
Good man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He puts the in Van Dyke, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, you got it. Everybody knows to stay active and stuff. But you especially see it, you know, with especially our age group, right? How different people age and everything else. I will say, kind of dark, but my grandparents, right? Like they were going to have their 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're old school. They're pretty, you know, like, we got to wait to whatever. And somewhere along the line, they said, let's just have a couple months of the summertime. Everybody's free. Thank God. Grandma didn't make it that much longer. Oh, but that was one of those things.
God.
Like, thank God we had that wedding anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so I get where Dick Van Dyke's coming from. Like, oh, almost there.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who was the last one? Betty White that was close to that?
She almost made it.
Yeah.
She was like a month away.
Yeah.
And I thought Dolly
really?
Was... I thought Dolly was older than 79.
Yeah.
We don't talk about Dolly just yet.
I know that. I'm just saying.
She's still hanging.
I know she's not doing well. What I'm saying is, for some reason, I thought she was in her like mid-80s.
I thought she was a lot older, too.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Willie's way up there, I feel like.
Oh, my God. Willie, he's like 90, though.
Damn.
I'm almost positive he's 90. And, like, look, I saw him out there at the Gorge Memorial Day. Like, it's cool, but, like, I just hope he still wants to do it. And there's not just people pushing him to do it, right? Because he sounds like a 90-year-old dude. So, and I get it. His son's a good singer. They sing most of it. But you're like, damn, Willie.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't think anybody said it like that. Damn, Willie,
what you doing? Making the Stones, he gets up there and dances for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So you know he wants to be there. And he can.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a list here of some pop culture costumes for Halloween this year.
Okay.
All right.
Some of these are tough, right?
So the big ones this year specifically.
Right. Like number 14 on the list is Just Go with Sabrina Carpenter.
Nice.
How are you going to pull that off?
A lot of them aren't.
I would do a great job.
All right. A lot of them are not going to pull it off.
I guess that's the point I was making. Right. I was just being nice.
What if they're close?
I want a lot of beautiful blonde women crawling on their hands and knees.
Well, yeah, but if you don't look like Sabrina Carpenter at all, let's not put on a blonde wig and carry a fake espresso and think we're looking like Sabrina Carpenter.
That's right.
You're not.
That's right.
Right.
You're looking like the blind date we didn't want to go on in the first place.
Call me Sabrina.
Right. Like, I'm not going as the Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, those ladies these days, they know how to make themselves look close.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean,
yeah,
with the makeup, and with the hair, they can they can perform more miracles.
And her outfits are kind of separated enough from just your traditional dressing. You know, she's got a lot of very burlesque wear. She's got a lot of very flashy wear. So if you were to wear a blonde wig with that and carry around a fake espresso, I know what you're doing.
It's not that you can't pull it off. It's not that we don't know who you are. But I will maintain. I go to Comic-Con with my daughter every year. And I appreciate that so many people want to be Slave Leia.
Yeah.
I think maybe they need to format the movie to fit your TV screen because we have very different ideas of what she looked like.
Right. And these are pop culture ones. You could be a Labubu.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Now, this one
makes sense. They're monsters.
I mean, I would be like, that is a great outfit. And then they'd have to tell me they're a Labubu.
Here's the one I think. Again, you'd have to be skinny. You could get wigs, but you go as Oasis.
All right.
Well, just punch your brother the entire night.
Right.
Where is it? Liam and Noel Gallagher.
They'd put on like a sport coat, T-shirt.
Easy way
jeans.
Out of the parties. You just start to fight with each other, and then you can leave.
Well, we should.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
We're done.
Oh, yeah. And you can just get to be a complete D the whole night to everybody.
Everybody.
You don't have to do it, right?
You don't have to wait in line in the bathroom.
Move, mate.
You could do all the drugs you want. You could be a hot, complete mess and just be like, we're Oasis.
You know, you're just dressing up, Ted. You don't actually have to be like the person.
Well, that's what makes a character, Mike.
I dressed as a scream guy and killed at least seven people at the party.
Stabbing people.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was awesome.
Prank calls.
Well, like one year, me and my buddy dressed as Southern rappers.
All right.
So we had in fake grills. But it is odd, over the course of the night, like I had a friend there and I had not spent a lot of time with his wife. And so I was like, oh, this is my chance to talk to her. Then, like, after a while, I realized, like, I'm having a serious conversation with this grill in my mouth. Like, oh, like, she must think I'm an idiot.
Can we talk about the social, political, economic state of the country right now?
You let them in.
What else is on there? You could be Brad Pitt as Sonny Hayes in F1.
Okay.
You can't, but.
Right, that's like me.
Who are you?
She wants to be. She's Sabrina Carpenter. I get to be Brad Pitt, all right?
Exactly.
No, you're just in an F1 jumpsuit.
Right. Yeah.
What are you, hazmat?
Right, come on, man.
Yes, there's a few other ones in there. Gladys and Weapons, Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl era. You could be the girl group Hunter X. K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about it, but I know nothing. I don't know what it is.
I think that's on Netflix.
Is it a TV show? So it's not like a band.
It could be your kid's favorite YouTuber, Miss Rachel.
Okay.
Don't know her.
She's for babies. She's early development learning. She's,
oh, God.
She's
okay.
Teaching, you know,
all right, yeah.
Words and what. She's Sesame Street for this.
Okay. All right.
Either way, there's some ideas for you. Do what you want.
I'm going to go to Sabrina Carpenter.
Hell yeah.
If you want to, Jesus.
Mitchell.
And your blonde wig.
Yeah. Say something. Say something.
You probably obviously know this, but with the rain delay, the Mariners are still in action, so you can watch the end of that game tonight.
But you know that.
Yep. You're right. Hopefully you hear us in the background.
Right.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Vroom returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Just another day in Florida with an alligator going to the grocery store.
Yep.
Meanwhile, a man who robbed the Dave's Hot Chicken, he is caught because of the underwear he wore.
Yeah.
Man steals dinosaur from gas station, returns it with an apology note the next day. A Tennessee man on drugs thinks a gas station a good place to hit the hay. And a woman is out for blood with her ex-boyfriend. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top three, we're going to St. Louis, where a robber's fashion may have led to his arrest. The story goes that our man walked into a local Dave's Hot Chicken with a ski mask over his face, armed with a pistol.
I don't know why, but just like, why don't rob a Dave's Hot Chicken? Come on, man.
It can't be civil
anymore.
Get
me on your thighs.
Like, doggone it, man.
What do you say?
The report says that he walked back into the manager's office and attempted to steal the bank bag containing cash from the manager.
I thought for sure it was going to be the food.
Right? Give me a bag of chicken.
Right. I'll blow your head off.
Just give me a bag, man.
Don't die for it, brother. I will shoot you if you did not hand me that bag of goddamn
chicken.
You
don't want to die for this, man.
They don't care about you. One more time, brother. Let go of the bag.
They don't care about you. A scuffle between the two ensued, which was caught on camera. Although visibly disheveled, the robber was able to make off with the cash. But officers eventually spotted a suspect that they were able to link him to the crime because he was wearing the exact same true religion underwear that the surveillance cameras caught him wearing at the time of the robbery.
Did he not have pants on, or did his pants get pulled down?
I think he was
scuffle?
Just sagging, probably.
Oh, yeah, right? Come on, dude.
So, I get it. That led to his arrest, and I find it hilarious. How, Ted, you know all the lawyers in the room. How well could you hold up in court, like, they found him because of his underwear, like, nobody else has these true religion underwear?
I'm assuming if they arrested him, probably they found some money or some other evidence collaborate with.
Because the way the story reads, it seems that the underwear is what tipped them off.
Yes.
That we're not arresting you for that, but that is our...
So I don't think it was just, like, black underwear. This thing had to have, like, smiley face.
It had the name on it.
Right.
So you could see it, and when they found him, he had the same underwear.
And if you're buying underwear that fancy so people could see the brand, then you obviously walk around sagging all the time.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Loom, ladies.
Check it.
Grapes.
Tiny Whiteys.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a Hanes man.
Come get some.
In other news, to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where I'm at in quite the night.
I love Tennessee.
We love Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Chattanooga. J.P. Chattanooga, where a man had quite the night. Officers got a call about a man passed out in his car outside of a gas station. We don't have nothing on here.
You guys really like Focus. Tennessee.
Don't yeah, that's right. I Go love ball. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Going back.
Rocky Top, son of a bitch.
Anybody still watching this? They arrive to find the man non-responsive, drooling on himself and surrounded by various pills, controlled substances, and burned foil.
I think he was on drugs.
I don't know. But how did he pass out then? I don't know.
They attempted to bring him back to consciousness by rubbing his sternum and eventually deemed him a danger to himself.
Who's your good boy?
Like a baby?
Pretty Seriously? Much.
That apparently...
There's Narcan, there's CPR, you're telling me... I just rub his back.
Come on, sometimes, buddy. Sometimes, too, when people smoke those, like, fentanyl and stuff...
Yeah.
Like, they'll nod out, but they're not, like, dying. So I don't think you have... You just gotta wake them back up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Due to his condition, he was arrested on various charges and was booked into the local jail. Upon his arrival, he turned in his wallet... That contained a baggie with a blue substance believed to be fentanyl.
At that point, doesn't matter.
Way to get it all, buddy. Yeah. Way
well, sometimes,
to get it all.
Too, like I was just watching this the other day, in some drug areas, like on the weekends, there's an influx of not homeless people, but people that still do these drugs, and they'll just do them in the car, and then they'll pass out.
Right.
Wake up and drive away.
Right.
Okay.
But the half hour they're passed out, people are going to rob them.
Yeah.
Good time.
We go to Florida.
The circle of life.
We go to Florida where the women are beautiful and the exes may be crazy. A woman was arrested in connection with the vandalism of her ex-boyfriend's home. Surveillance footage captured a truck matching her truck's description, meaning it was her.
A truck matching a truck.
Driving by the ex's house and tossing something onto the property before speeding away. She initially denied the act, but later admitted to it, though claiming it was not her idea. She did end up on paid leave from her job as a local firefighter, so that's how you get it done, Steve.
Okay, paid leave. I'm going to do whatever she did.
Though they're trying to get the mess cleaned up because what she threw on her ex's property was hundreds of stained red, believed to be used...
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Believed to be used tampons?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
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 I need hundreds of used tampons.
She's got friends. this was a collective effort.
Ladies, I'm calling it in. Everybody collect.
This was not a solo venture.
No.
This was, hey, man, I need 9 buddies.
Right.
We're all getting in on this.
Girl power, let's go.
Seriously.
What are you going to do with these? I'll throw them on my ex's yard.
Right. Good idea.
So do you think I can just get paid leave by
bloody well, right?
Sure.
But whose house? Do I go to Castle's house and throw hundreds of bloody tampons on his lawn?
Well, no. No.
He's got a dog.
It can't be the boss. No, it has to be somebody who scorned you. So maybe like Mike
Castle. No.
Who could we? Let's see. Throw it on your wife's lawn. Take that.
No, you got a dog. That's where you need those trash picking tongs. Like the guys on the side of the road.
That's right. Take that. I'm getting paid leave, damn it. But just in case those stories have the
bad taste here. Thankfully, there's good news.
Honestly, for us, it just could be anybody. Crazy radio man throws tampons out of somebody's house. Like, all right.
Paid leave. Did it on purpose.
Welcome to Rocktober.
Your chance to win Metallica tickets if you find over 100 used tampons in your front lawn. There'll be 99.9 of them.
Numbered with blood.
Rocktober.
Damn it. We go to... This has gone off the rails. We go to Los Angeles, California, where enough public shaming can have a positive impact. Surveillance footage was released from a local Sinclair gas station, which features an unknown individual walking onto the property in the dead of night, directly at the trademark plastic dinosaur that sits outside the building. For those of you that don't know, because it's really not out here much, Sinclair's the one with the big brontosaurus on it, right? The hooded individual is carrying a sheet that they drape over the dinosaur as a truck pulls up next to them. The suspect lifts the covered dino named Claire. Get it? Sinclair?
I see.
Drops her into the bed of the truck, which then speeds away. Locals were outraged over the attention over the footage and unleashed a barrage of shame in the comment section.
Who stole our damn plastic dinosaur, you son of a bitch?
Well, it's amazing it's that easy to steal. I mean, if you watch the video, he just walks over and picks the damn thing up.
Yes.
But look what happens when you do.
I thought it'd be stone or something heavy.
Apparently,
you just walk away with
the
damn thing.
It attracted the attention of actress Jamie Lee Curtis, who voiced her own disgust in the comment section.
That's what she's got going on.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's got more than that going on.
Yes, she do. I've seen those ads.
Jeez, a list.
She can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Poop it all the time.
Right. Not those ads.
Oh.
Yeah.
No yogurt.
The Freaky Friday remake ads that came out. I'll have to show you, Ted.
All right.
Girl still got it. Apparently it worked. 4 days after it was taken, the dinosaur showed back up on the property, still covered by the sheet, and sporting a note that reads, quote...
Oh, the sheet, yes.
I've joined the clan?
That's right. And a burning cross.
Dugasaurus.
Right.
David Dugasaurus.
Surprise. I'm from the South. Spousy.
Didn't expect that, did you, man? We don't even have to wear hoods anymore. This is great. This openly run for office.
She's just singing Dixie.
We're free.
No, the note said, I'm sorry for taking Claire. Please do not press charges. So far, no arrests have been made. Good Lord Almighty. There we go.
Jamie Lee Curtis, huh?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Bedroom Sports, Mariners Tigers Game 3 suffered a rain delay this afternoon and is currently underway over on FS2. We're totally not watching it. And the hockey season has begun as you've got some games over on ESPN currently underway. You want to go check those out. As far as your weather, we got a few clouds passing through tonight, but otherwise clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow they're expecting partly cloudy skies with a high right around 61. As if your headlines were that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.